AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Nearly 380,000 jobs were added to the economy last month, the best month since last October, pushing the unemployment rate down to 6.2%. The vast majority of the new jobs, 355,000, are in leisure and hospitality, including 286,000 new jobs at restaurants and bars. Even with the increases, there are still 9.5 million fewer jobs in this country than in February of last year, the last month before the pandemic crushed the economy. President Biden, during a White House meeting on the lingering, devastating impact of the pandemic, talked about lost businesses.
We've lost 400,000 small businesses. All those empty storefronts aren't just shattered dreams. There are warning lights that are going off in state and local budgets that are being stretched.
Biden says even with the positive economic report of last month, millions of people, hundreds of thousands of businesses, and many municipal and state governments across the country need the help that's in the rescue package before Congress. The governors of some states end coronavirus mandates, including the wearing of masks, while health agencies say not so fast.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the nation's averaging between 60 and 70,000 new cases a day and about 2,000 deaths.
And have now plateaued for more than a week.
Which could lead to what Dr. Anthony Fauci says the country wants to desperately avoid.
When you have that much of viral activity in a plateau, it almost invariably means that you are at risk for another spike.
His advice remains the same: washing, masking, distancing, and getting a vaccine when it's available. Either one of the three. Don't be picky.
We've got to get away from this issue of comparing one with the other.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. A former Trump political appointee at the State Department has been arrested on charges of taking part in the assault on the Capitol on January 6th while he still worked for the government. Ben Thomas has more.
Court papers identify the suspect as Federico Klein. He worked for Trump's 2016 campaign and became a staff assistant at the State Department shortly after Trump's inauguration. He held a top security clearance that was renewed in 2019 and only resigned his position the day before Joe Biden was sworn in as president. Charging documents say Klein was among the throng storming through the police line at the Capitol on January 6th. He was seen on camera inciting the crowd, shouting, "We need fresh people," shoving a police riot shield into an officer, and later jamming that shield in the Capitol doors, preventing police from closing them. Klein is facing charges that include obstructing Congress and assaulting officers using a dangerous weapon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.